USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Senior U.S. intelligence officials say Fort McNair, an Army air base in Washington, D.C., and the Army's vice chief of staff have been subjects to threats by Iran. They say communications intercepted by the NSA show that Iran's Revolutionary Guard discussed mounting attacks against the base, killing General Joseph Martin, and infiltrating the base. The Army has been pushing for more security around Fort McNair due to the threats, but city leaders have opposed plans to add a buffer zone in the Washington Channel. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is meeting with senior Afghan government officials, including President Ashraf Ghani, in Kabul. Austin arrived Sunday, his first trip to Afghanistan as Pentagon chief. President Joe Biden told ABC News last week that it will be tough for the U.S. to meet a May 1st deadline to withdraw troops from Afghanistan. The date was agreed to by former President Donald Trump's administration and the Taliban. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to AvidBiotech.Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.